I'm at home near Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. I almost thought I heard somebody else pop in there for a second. Somebody else on the channel, we got a nice band opening going this morning. This is Grand Rapids.
Boy, the system you're hitting, yeah, go ahead. Oh, my God, I just threw up.
It almost sounds like some intermod there, a couple different repeaters.
You're hitting Flint. So am I. Somebody's in Sheboygan.
Sheboygan County.
Oh, okay. That's Flint. Respond there. Guy over in Flint evidently is hearing us on their repeater. At least I'm getting into the repeater over there. How's everything in Flint this morning? You'll have to wait just a second for our local repeater to drop before you respond.
You're hitting both Flint and Sheboygan. More solid into Flint. Sheboygan dropped off mid-transmission. The things over here are cool this morning. I'm showing 44 outside. That's not official. The official temp is a little lower. Anytime there's sun out there, it's 33 is the official temp. So at least we're above freezing.
Oh, okay. So that's really cool. Yeah, so Flint and Sheboygan, bringing up both of those repeaters. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I guess the local repeater here, I guess we're all on the same 141.3, so that kind of creates a little interesting collision there sometimes during the van opening.
Yeah, where did you say you're in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, that's correct, in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's a hike from Grand Rapids to Flint.
Yeah, I get Detroit and Flint every now and then when the conditions are just right. I think I have talked on this repeater before. I got my notes here from way back in the summertime. I did have somebody talk to me on this repeater before.
Yeah, you know how to tell what repeaters you're keying up?
I can't really tell. I think I heard a little, courtesy tone on the end. I imagine that's the way you can identify which repeater you got. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know. That might work. It does on some systems. But I'm looking at Fred Zalman page. That shows me what repeater is keyed. And the one that's green is Flint. And the green one is the one that's keyed up. I'm not sure if it was you or somebody else keying Sheboygan, but let me take a look at that, because it's on a different computer. I guess I need to use the other list to find the MI-8 system. Yeah, there it is. Because it's, let's see, no, it doesn't give the frequencies here. So I don't know what it is, but the, Flint is number, okay, well, you can figure it out sooner or later.
Okay, which Allman system are you looking at? I've got a couple of them here, but, and then there's also a breaker in there.
It's the MIA-GMRSF, go ahead, breaker.
675. WIUG 28, Rochester Hills. I think I talked to you before in Grand Rapids. Roger?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Baby 985. Yeah, I did talk to you before. I remember that. That's been a while. Good that we're, banging in over there, it sounds like. That's pretty cool.
And also, Bob Harder in Sheboygan, which is all connected to MI-8 dot systems. If you go on the net, MIA systems will explain to you how those repeaters connected. Roger?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, I'm on that website right now. Just trying to make some sense out of it.
Elmon.Moses.BZ in your address bar.
Bob, out there in Sheboygan, are you there?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Good morning, everyone.
I'm gonna sign out. WRXG 764. The URL is allman.moses.bz for all my page.
I must be band open this morning, Roger.
It appears so, WRXG 764.